good, but we back for more. Don't care if you ain't feeling sure. I don't have time to kill, I cannot hit the flow. I gained a few friends, lost a couple more. When they coming back, I can't know for sure. I gotta buckle down, I gotta man my station. This ain't no vacation, bro, it's time for war. My heart sank when my first tape ain't getting no plays. Dog, I thought I lost them. Now I'm pushing out new records every day, dog. Now I'm staying on them. Did a couple hits and now they praying on them. The school ain't want us, they was laying on a few boys trying to take a nap on them. We ain't pressed cause we back on them.
To drop a couple bodies and lay them out. Lay them out. Lay them out. My body might have to drop a couple bodies and lay them out. Lay them out. Lay them out.
I went from people saying that I really shouldn't rhyme to dropping a classic album that they still could never find. They tried to kill me in my prime. I flipped the script and let's just say there's a couple bodies that they still cannot identify. I'm with my bros and they are prophets. Did a couple shows, made a couple profits, and I really do not plan on stopping. We was on the road when it was getting rocky. Then the funds got low when it was looking shoddy. We hit the ground when I was getting cocky. I was making waves, I was in tsunamis. Now I can't behave and they cannot stop me. It's been a few years, but we out the storm. We was all good, but we back for more. Don't care if you ain't feeling sure. I don't have time to kill, I cannot hit the flow. I gained a few friends, lost a couple more. When they coming back, I can't know for sure. I gotta buckle down, I gotta man my station. This ain't no vacation, bro, it's time for war. My heart sank when my first tape ain't getting no plays. Dog, I thought I lost them. Now I'm pushing out new records every day, dog. Now I'm staying on them. Did a couple hits and now they praying on them. The school ain't want us, they was laying on a few boys trying to take a nap on them. We ain't pressed cause we back on them.
To drop a couple bodies and lay them out. Lay them out. Lay them out. My body might have to drop a couple bodies and lay them out. Lay them out. Lay them out.
I went from people saying that I really shouldn't rhyme to dropping a classic album that they still could never find. They tried to kill me in my prime. I flipped the script and let's just say there's a couple bodies that they still cannot identify. I'm with my bros and they are prophets. Did a couple shows, made a couple profits, and I really do not plan on stopping. We was on the road when it was getting rocky. Then the funds got low when it was looking shoddy. We hit the ground when I was getting cocky. I was making waves, I was in tsunamis. Now I can't behave and they cannot stop. I put them onto something else. Now the account look like a typo. I beat the beat so bad, studio padded like it's psycho. They tried to put me under the ground, I took the high road. Look who's laughing now, we laughing them. That's all I know. Had to up the burners cause we really cooking now. I'll take them to the kitchen. You not with it, you can step out. I'm swimming through the thickest, but I'm in it going gung-ho. I'm still alive, you just in time. Welcome to the gun show.
My body might have to drop a couple bodies and lay them out. Lay them out. Lay them out. To drop a couple bodies and lay them out. Lay them out. Lay them out.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Greene and Columbia County and the surrounding areas. I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I have a Halloween planned show for you today. Although, I'm gonna skip out on the Halloween music just cause I feel like there's a bunch of different radio stations right now playing Halloween music, cause it's Halloween, obviously. So, I'm gonna give you some normal music to chill to today. So yeah, if you're listening to this, you're probably driving around going trick-or-treating or bringing somebody trick-or-treating. I hope everybody has a happy Halloween. I'm going to go over some community events, but first, here are some Halloween safety tips. Make sure to keep a sharp eye on your kids when they're trick-or-treating. Accompany younger children and stick to well-lit up areas. I'm going to turn down the background music just a little bit. There we go. Use bright or reflective costumes. Avoid masks that obstruct vision. Slow down in neighborhoods. Watch for pedestrians. And make sure the treats are untampered with before you eat the candy or let your kids eat the candy. I hope everybody has fun and has a great Halloween this year. Speaking of Halloween, there's some nice Halloween foods at the Catskill Food Pantry this week, too. If you don't know, the Catskill Food Pantry is open every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church in 50 William Street, Catskill, New York. Even if you yourself don't benefit from going to a food bank, there's always somebody you could spread the word to, so I really like giving that one a shout out. There's also Free Play Fridays with Miss Jess and Miss Bathsheba at the Palinville Library from 10 to 11 a.m. Join them as they gather for a casual morning of fun. So, of course, today that is already passed, but you can always go to the next one, and that's cool too. And also, the Catskill Elk Lodge is hosting a free Thanksgiving dinner Thursday, November 27th, 2025. Seating is limited, though, so reservations are required. You can give them a call at 518-943-9205 to reserve your seat no later than November 24th. So yeah, now that the community events have been read out, I think we're gonna go into some music. And like I said, I know today's Halloween, but I'm playing some normal music because I feel like a lot of different radio stations are gonna be jamming out to some Halloween tunes. So without further ado, we're gonna go into The Dumb Song by AJR. Now stick around because I have some fun Halloween content planned for you all. But without further ado, let's get into it.
Love to say, but like you said, you don't look at me 'cause I got love. when kingdom come. Don't look at me, don't look at me, I'm just too dumb.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health recovery and the local community in Greene and Columbia County and the surrounding areas. I just got done going through the community events, so now it's time for the fun Halloween content. So, I actually made this tier list. And today, we're doing ranking monsters based on how likely I'd be screwed tier list. The tiers are, I'm absolutely screwed. There's a small chance I could beat them in a fight or escape. 50-50 encounter. It's more likely I'd escape or beat them in a fight than get unalived. I'm not scared. Barely no threat at all. Those are all the tiers, and I have a bunch of different monsters from fiction, from all the way from Minecraft, you know, Halloween, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street. So I got a lot today. First, we're going to start off with the classic, the OGs, the zombies. Now, personally, I think I would probably be able to escape a zombie. I'm not going to fight them because all they have to do is infect me and then I lose. I'm pretty confident I could manage to take a zombie out if I needed to. Whether it be picking up a chair or a desk, keeping them at distance. I wouldn't want to, you know, bare knuckle it, because then they bite my knuckle. Even if I land a punch, I'm done. It's donezo for me. So I think I'm going to put zombies at, it's more likely I'd escape. And, like, I wouldn't even have to fight them. Most zombies are portrayed as very slow. Now, if you're talking about, like, World War Z, the zombies that can run and jump and do parkour and stuff, no, I'm absolutely screwed. Like, there's no way. maybe one, right? I got decent cardio, you know what I mean? I'm a decent runner, so if it's a athletic zombie, maybe I could escape just one. But the problem with zombies is they come in packs. So, yeah. Next off, we have an alien. And, there's a small chance I could beat them in a fight or escape. Their technology is going to be way, way more advanced than ours. So, I'd have to catch him off guard. But, if he's already in a spaceship and he's just straight up abducting me, I'm absolutely screwed. So, it's really in between those two. I feel like if I made it out in public, then the U.S. government would be, throwing hands with the alien, too. So, if I could just get in public eye, I think I would call that a win, because they're going to get caught. And then there'd be a alien war, and that'd be pretty cool, you know? Your death could go down in the history books for sparking an alien war. So either way, that's a win-win for me. Next off, we have Freddy Fazbear. Now, am I the security guard in this encounter? Am I in the room playing FNAF 1? Because if so, I think it's more likely I'd escape. Because I'm a veteran at Five Nights at Freddy's. But if it's real life, they're chasing me, that's like a 50-50 encounter, I feel. Because it's just Freddy Fazbear on this list, right? It's not Chica, it's not Foxy, it's no Bonnie. It's just him. So, yet again, if I could get in public, the police are going to be showing up if they see a giant animatronic bear chasing somebody. So I'd say 50-50 encounter. It's probably stronger and faster than I am because it's a robot. So that's pretty scary for sure. Next off, we have Frankenstein. Now, I think there's a small chance I could escape. Definitely not beating Frankenstein in a fight. That man is an absolute brute. I feel like I might be able to escape. I don't think I could outrun him, but Frankenstein is pretty infamously kind of stupid. So I think I could outsmart him. I think I could, hide from him. And then when he goes to look somewhere else, I could book it and he'll never find me. So there's a small chance. Now, if he got the jump on me, it's over. There's nothing I can do. He's Frankenstein. So yeah. Next off, we have Jeff the Killer. Now, this is from an old creepypasta. It's pretty much just a normal human serial killer, though. So I would say there's a small chance I could beat them. Now, if he just pulls up on me with a knife out of nowhere, it's wraps. It's donezo. But at the same time, if I know he's coming for me, then I could prepare. It's really a matter of if you give me prep time. Because at that point, it's just a human versus a human in a fight. And I think I could take Jeff the Killer. How tall is Jeff the Killer? We're gonna do a quick Google search here. Because if he's 6'5", 200 pounds, 220 pounds, I ain't doing nothing. But if he's my height and my weight, I think I could take Jeff the Killer. Let's see. Oh, dang. Okay, so he's 6 foot. How much does he weigh? We're going to do another Google search right here. Oh, he's only 158 pounds. No, he has the wingspan on me probably because he's 6 feet. But if he's only 150 pounds, I think I got it on him. So I'm going to say 50-50 encounter. Because like I said, if he ambushes me out of nowhere, it's done for me. So yeah. Next off, we have Freddy Krueger from A Nightmare on Elm Street. Freddy Krueger's a tricky situation. I'm going to have to be constantly staying awake. He comes for you in your dreams, right? And I dream a lot. So I'm screwed. Every time I'm falling asleep, I'm seeing this fella. So the only chance I have at escaping is fighting back in my dreams. Because, you know, in your dreams you can do superpower stuff. You can fly, you can shoot fire. Lucid dreaming, it's a big thing. But it's weird. My dreams work very differently. I'll have to keep on working on a skill until I can do it in a dream. I can fly. That's pretty much it. All my other skills really need some sharpening up in my lucid dreams. Sometimes it will be like a semi-lucid dream too, where I don't know I'm dreaming, but I can still do weird stuff. Oh, another one of my powers, actually. I can consistently Spider-Man web-sling in any of my dreams. So, like, I could fly and web-sling against them. I feel like, yeah, if that's the situation, there's a small chance I could beat them. But if I don't know it's a dream, I'm not going to be thinking to do that, so I'm screwed. So, yeah, I'm going to put them in small chance. For those of you who are just tuning in, we're ranking monsters based on how likely I would be screwed. It's just me today, since the youth at Clubhouse is going trick-or-treating. So I decided to do a nice Halloween theme show. And honestly, I know I said the songs, the main songs we're going to play with lyrics, aren't going to be Halloween related. But we can do Halloween background music. And for those of you who wonder why I'm not going to do regular Halloween songs, it's because all the other stations are going to be playing Halloween songs. I'm going to be unique, and I'm going to give people some variety out here. Now that's business 101. Disclaimer, Clubhouse Radio is not a business. It is very nice. People from Wave Farm give us a show, so shout out to Wave Farm. Shout out to wavefarm.org. But yeah, I can't actually advertise anything else besides Wave Farm. Fun fact. So, next off, we have... Oh, we have a ghost. I'm absolutely screwed. Like, you can't hurt ghosts, right? If he's haunting my house, I guess I could just pack up and move out of there. Like, if this ghost is trying to end me, he's trying to game end me, unalive me, even, if you will, then... Even, like, he could follow me, right? Or is he bound to the house that he's haunting? See, these raise a lot of follow-up questions, so this is tricky here. It really is. I think I'm screwed, though. I can't hurt the ghost. He could probably hunt me down. It's a ghost, right? Like, what can you do to beat a ghost? Get a priest? I don't know, no priests? Yeah, no, I'm screwed. So, yeah, I'm definitely not winning against a ghost. There's no way I could escape that. Next off, we have Predator from the movie. Who would have thought? Predator. And I'm absolutely screwed. The Predator's whole race is designed to be like a master hunter. So there's nothing I could do. My only chance would be to call the police and like, but they would probably think I'm a few fries short of a Happy Meal. Like, they would think I'm a little cuckoo, you feel me? So, if I go to the police and I say, hey, there's this alien species hunting me. It's Predator from the movie Predator. They're not gonna believe me. So, I still think I'm screwed even then. Next off, we have a skeleton. Like, I'm not even scared, really. Barely no threat at all. What? Like, skeletons don't have muscles, you feel me? It's literally void of all muscles, and I guess it could be magic, and that's what makes a skeleton move, but I have a skeleton too, and I have muscles, so I think I win that still. Next off, we have a mummy. I'm not even scared, barely no threat at all as well. A mummy, what's a mummy gonna do to you? It's pretty much a zombie, and I put that in, it's more likely I'd escape. But it's been decomposing for a while now. So it just, like the skeleton, its muscles are going to be non-existent. Very minimal at best. So I could outrun it for one. They're slow. I don't have to worry about getting infected like the zombie too. So I could straight up throw hands with the mummy if I wanted to. I think I'd still probably just run because I would be scared. Realistically, if a mummy was attacking me, in my brain I'd probably rule it out and think somebody in a mummy costume is attacking me, and then I just win. So yeah, I'm putting the mummy in. I'm not scared, barely no threat at all. Next off, we have a vampire. Now if I just stay at home constantly like a hermit, there's nothing a vampire could do to me. what's it gonna do? I'm not gonna invite a vampire in. Now, they're gonna try to trick me, though. So the question is, can I outsmart a very persistent vampire? I think that's 50-50. I think a vampire might be able to out-trick me. They've lived for thousands of years, so they really know what they're doing. It's gonna like, pretend to be my brother and be like, hey, can you let me in? Or, hey, can I come in? The door's locked. And I'm gonna be like, yeah, come on in. And then, boom. It already tricked me. So, with that, I'm gonna put 50-50 encounter. That's not the first. We also have Fazbear and Jeff the Killer in 50-50 encounter. Next off, we have Slenderman. Now, I'm only putting him in the category, there's a small chance I could escape. Because, have you played the Slenderman games? They're absolutely... Now, credit where credit is due. I haven't played the Slenderman games in years, since I was a child. So, they're probably a lot less scary now. But living that out in a real-life situation, I guess I would get an adrenaline boost, if anything. So, maybe that would help. But I really just gotta find Slenderman's pages, and I win, just like the game. So, fun fact, I need to wear glasses, but I never have my glasses on because I don't like how they look. So, straight up, I'm already at a disadvantage here. Also, I'm very bad at navigating the woods. I have little to no sense of direction for whatever reason. Lately, I've been getting better because I've been taking something for my brain, lion's mane. It's a supplement. So, now my memory and my cognitive awareness and navigational skills are a little bit better, but I still don't think I'm finding those pages. It's dark at night. I'm gonna be traumatized from this encounter, even if I do win. So we're putting him in. There's a small chance I could escape, because there's a very small chance I could. I'm talking 10% or less. And next off, we have the angels from Doctor Who. Now, their whole gimmick is, if you look at them, they can't do anything, they turn to stone. But if your back is turned, you have a chance to, you know, run away. Or if you're looking directly at them, you have a small chance to run away. Now, I actually don't know how the angels in Doctor Who, like, get defeated. Because I only put these on this tier list because our old host, DJ Shamani, was a big fan of Doctor Who, so that's what made me put the angels in them. So, yeah, I gotta look this up. Exploiting their quantum lock weakness. The most common way he defeats them is by tricking them into looking at each other. Okay, that's smart. Using cameras. Okay. So cameras stop them too. So I think I could escape then, right? All I have to do is stare at it with one eye, look at my phone with the other eye until I start recording it, and then, like, keep my phone on record and just book it as far away as possible. Now, since there's only one, I can't make it look at itself. Or could I? Now, I could get a mirror. I could pull off some sorcery. There's actually mirrors in Clubhouse, so if an angel from Doctor Who was trying to get me, I would go into this room with double mirrors, make it look at itself, boom, I win. So, I think it's a 50-50 encounter, really. Because there's still, like, an immense amount of stress being put into that situation. I'm gonna think I'm having a nightmare straight up, so I don't think I could do all that. Or, I definitely don't think that I could do all of that easily. So I'm putting that in a 50-50 encounter. And that's it for the tier list. I hope you guys enjoyed that. We're going to go into some more music, non-Halloween themed, just so there's some variety on air. I love me some Halloween music, but all the stations are doing it, you feel me? So because of that, I think a perfect song that fits today's vibe is Everything Is Alright, because everything is alright. It's Halloween. Heck yeah. So let's go into it, and we'll be back.
Spoken with a broken jaw. Step outside, but not to brawl. And autumn sweet wind, call it fall. I'll make it to the moon if I have to crawl in. With the shade, it's lonely view. With the shade, it's lonely view. With the shade, it's lonely view.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Greene and Columbia County and the surrounding areas. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and there's no youth from Clubhouse joining us today because it is Halloween and they're out trick-or-treating. So I wanted to give some safety tips for everybody, just so everybody has a safe and happy Halloween. You feel me? I still hope everybody has a good time, but it's important to be safe. So, parents and guardians, keep a sharp eye on your kids. Accompany younger children and stick to well-lit areas. Costume safety: use bright or reflective costumes. Avoid masks that obstruct vision. Drivers, slow down in neighborhoods and watch out for pedestrians. And of course, you have to do the candy check, inspect the treats before eating. Stay safe and have fun. So now that all the boring but necessary safe stuff is out of the way, we can get into some more Halloween fun. We're gonna go into this. So I just got done doing a tier list on ranking monsters based on how likely I am to escape. It went decently well. We're going to do a quick recap. The monsters I would be absolutely screwed against are the ghosts, just, you know, your typical horror movie ghost, and Predator from Shocking Nobody at All, the movie Predator. In the category, there's a small chance I could beat them in a fight or escape. We put an alien, Frankenstein, Freddy Krueger, and Slenderman. And in the 50-50 encounter spot, we have a vampire, Freddy Fazbear, Jeff the Killer, and the angels from Doctor Who. We also have another category. It's more likely I'd escape than get hunted. And the only monster we have in that category is a zombie. And the last category, last but not least, I'm not scared. Barely no threat at all. We have the skeleton and the mummy. So I thought that was a pretty good ranking. So we're going to go into another one. The best Halloween candies of all time. Now, disclaimer. Opinions are very subjective. Very shocking. I know. But yeah, let's do it. We're gonna do a few, and then we're gonna go into some horror stories, and then we're gonna do the rest. So we're gonna start off with the 100 gram bar. That's going in like D tier. Who picks that if they have a choice? It's okay if you get it. If somebody straight up give it to me for free and it wasn't Halloween, I'd be pretty happy. But it's still just not the best. And for those of you who don't know how a tier list works, think of just grading system from A to F. There's also S tier, which stands for super, and it's just like A plus if you want to look at it that way. So next off, we have Airheads. That's a solid A tier. Now, I could see arguments for it being S tier, but I still think there's a few things on this list that kind of surpass it. So we're going to save S for a truly super spot. Next off, we have Almond Joy. Now, this is a very controversial take, but I got to put Almond Joys in A tier. If you don't like Almond Joys, you just don't like eating healthy food. Straight up. Like, almonds are healthy for you, dog. All the sugar in it is not, though. And it's not a healthy food by any means, so... yeah. Next off, we have the Butterfinger. Butterfingers are so mid, I'm not gonna lie. That's C tier. Next off, we have Gummy Bears. Haribo brand, specifically. Now, they're good, but they're a bit boring, so I'm going to put them in B tier. We're going to do two more, and then we're going to go into some horror stories, because I'm getting a little bit bored of tier lists, so that means you guys are already, like, super bored. So we're going to wrap it up. Second to last pick, you know, those little bags of snacks and pretzels that you get. I know they're not a candy, but you get them on Halloween, so they're going to be included. And I actually didn't mind getting these. I messed with pretzels as a kid. I still do. So I'm going to put them in... I want to say C tier, but honestly, pretzels are pretty good. So I'm going to put them in B. And last, but not least, we have Sour Patch Kids. I just save the best for last. Sour Patch Kids taste so good because they are pure sugar. And they're absolutely terrible for you. But they just taste so good. And I lied, this is actually the last one, because I couldn't not mention this. This is honorable second place, the little mini Krabby Patties from SpongeBob, and like the little gummy versions. Those were my absolute favorite to get, because I barely got them. So they were like more scarce than Sour Patch Kids. You know, supply and demand, you feel me? So yeah, now we're gonna go into some horror stories. Now, of course, you know me, I have to put a gimmick on everything, so it is actually going to be two sentence horror stories. You know Gen Z, right? They got no attention spans, so I guess I'm falling into that category. So let's do it. Now, a bit of a trigger warning if you get scared easily, I guess. Don't like spooky stuff, graphic stuff, then yeah, this ain't for you. Sorry, but they're really not that bad. They're two sentences. So I have a few saved because a lot of these are actually very bad. Every now and then you get a few gems. It's like gambling. Don't do it, guys. I'm picking out the good ones for you, so you don't have to worry about it. But don't do it, guys. Don't gamble. Please. Some of them are just really, really bad, and I think they're trying to be bad. This one is straight up, Happy Halloween, everyone. I put on my Joker outfit. On that day, weren't Halloween. Great grammar, greater plot. It is currently at -2 upvotes on here. That's funny. So, let's go into my saved ones now. I made sure to pick out some for you guys. I wasn't gonna let you read those terrible ones over and over and over again. Now, I'm a bit technologically unadvanced here, because I forgot to get to my save stuff on Reddit. I really only use it for, like, this show, because because it's cool stuff to talk about. Oh, here we go. I got it. No worries, guys. So, these are the best 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 horror stories that I could find. I think they're pretty good. And remember, the whole gimmick, ooh, werewolf Al. Be careful, guys. That's the real concerns about Halloween. Now, make sure there's nothing in the candies. You know, always inspect your candy. But I'd be more worried about werewolves. Make sure you have a steak on you. They are real, guys. Trust me. Next off, we have... Yeah, let's do this one. Now, I don't think I can rank these from best to worst, so we're just going to do them in a random order. As I felt the knife run down my skin, I felt oddly happy. Well, it wasn't my skin yet. I'm a big fan of that one. We'll rank everyone out of 10. I think that one gets like a solid 8. Maybe, no, I'm gonna give it a 9. I actually really like that one. You know, I think there's always room for improvement, so I think it's a good idea to always kind of level it out, you know. Never settle. If that would be the vibe. I'm trying to change some background music here. Because I want some actual scary stuff. That's like spooky. I'm talking about scary. Maybe that's something we could do. Talk about the difference between that. You know. Because when I think scary, I think of something like putting my life at risk. I think of zombies chasing me. I think of like serial killers, that type of stuff. But when I think of spooky, I think of like carved pumpkins and Halloween decorations. This is a much better fit. Alright. Back to the horror stories. The two sentence horror stories. The sound of my son calling for help grew fainter and fainter. And as the batteries in my hearing aids died, I realized it would soon be impossible for me to find him in time. I like that one because it's like a situation that could actually happen. Something that's not so out of the realm of possibility that it just loses all thrill. And next off we have... Oh, this one's really good. I think I might give this one a 10 out of 10. My grandma died giving birth to my mother, who died giving birth to me. As I felt my consciousness slip away, I pray that my baby is a boy. Now that one, that's just good writing. They set up the punch. I was going to say punchline, but it's kind of more just a punch. Because it doesn't make you laugh. It makes you scared. I'm on the same level as the Socrates guys. That was some bars. Next one. They say we have a primal sense that we can just feel when someone is watching us. It's been a few weeks, and it's clear that you do not have that sense. That one's pretty good. I like the setup. I'm going to say like a solid 7 out of 10. I don't think any of these are going to be below 7, because these were the best of the best. But still, that's pretty good. Ooh, this one's really good. This one was messed up. This is probably the scariest out of all of them. I think I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10. I was born blind, but lucky enough to have a loving mother who took care of my every need. Imagine the betrayal I felt when a stitch slipped and a ray of light hit my eye for the first time. Now that's straight up nightmare fuel. That's a 10 out of 10. I have been working on stories to compete with the best, but I'm finding it near impossible. I'm beginning to think some of you are just making yours up. Now, this one was kind of meta, so I would give it a 7 out of 10 for that. The worst of the best, but still the best. This one's pretty good. I like this one because it's like, ooh, wow. It's not amazing. Another 7 out of 10. All my life, my parents have told me not to open the basement door, but I got curious and disobeyed them. What is that glowing ball in the sky? And why does it hurt my eyes? Now, I don't know if I'm a few fries short of a Happy Meal myself, but I just didn't understand that the first time I read it, and I had to reread it, and I think that's a bit embarrassing. I think it's pretty obvious that he's talking about the sun, but took me a second. You know, I'm not the sharpest cookie in the crayon box, you feel me? So, yeah, I think we're going to go into a bit of a music break, and then we're going to come back, rank some more candies, and then do the word of the day, my favorite. Hope you guys enjoy the music, and like I said, we're going into some non-Halloween music, just because every other station is going to be playing Halloween music, so I figured I'd give you all some variety. You know, that's economics 101, supply and demand. Boom. Hope you guys enjoy.
Of my skull. Oh.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about recovery, community, and... Wait, what? Oh my god, guys. Rare clip of me messing up the intro. That's the first time I messed up in, like, at least a year now. That's crazy. Where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community. Right in Columbia County. That's what I say. I guess that's a lesson to always stay humble, because even the best mess up. See, myself, I don't follow that lesson, as you could all tell. You know, it's kind of a paradox. You can't really say you're humble, because then are you being humble? And that's why they consider me on the same level as Socrates. They as an absolutely nobody. So, we just got back some from music. Before that, we did some two-sentence horror stories, did a few tier lists. I had a lot of fun on the ranking monsters based on how likely I'd be screwed. That's one of my favorite tier lists so far. Now, I'm gonna be super meta and put the tier list on a tier list. That was S tier. We're gonna do the word of the day and then play off. I hope everybody has a happy Halloween. You know, before we go off, I do want to give the Halloween safety tips one more time. I can't drill that in your guys' heads enough because I don't want to see anybody get hurt. Parents and guardians, keep a sharp eye on your kids. Accompany younger children. Stick to well-lit areas. Costume safety. Use bright or reflective costumes. Avoid masks that obstruct vision. Drivers, slow down in neighborhoods. Watch for pedestrians. Candy check. Inspect treats before eating. Stay safe and have fun. Had to speed run that because we're running out of time here and I still want to do the word of the day. Now this is probably... Whoa. I don't remember putting this song in the instrumentals, but it's kind of a vibe, so we're keeping it. I wonder if it was one of the youth at Clubhouse. If so, I'm gonna have to promote them. Disclaimer, they do not get paid. So, the word of the day, as I was saying, there's a lot of tangents on Clubhouse. Now, I'm not going to go on a tangent about going on tangents. We're just going to get to it. The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows is a book written by John Koenig. It's my favorite book, so I like reading one word per radio show. It's pretty much giving words to very obscure emotions. Who would have thought by the name, The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows? But it's not just like sad or mad. It like calls you out on some of these. Or at least it did for me when I was reading it. So, okay, I got this one. Caranoia. Noun. The terror of a blank page, which can feel both liberating and confining, and both the limitless of its potential and the looseness of its boundaries. Pronounced Caranoia. That one was good, but it was super short compared to some of the other ones. So we're just gonna do one more. Flashover. Now, the moment a conversation becomes real and alive. When a spark of trust shorts out the delicate circuits you keep insulated under layers of irony, momentarily grounding the static emotional charge you've built up through decades of friction with the world. The word origins is from flashover in firefighting, when all the flammable material in an area combusts all at once. I'm gonna have to reread this book again. God is so good. But enough of my bias out of the way. We're gonna go into a song, and then our show's gonna end. I hope everybody had a great time. And I know most of y'all were probably tuning in and out, driving up down the streets, going trick-or-treating, and that's fine too. I'm just glad to be that background music that you guys can chill and vibe to. So yeah, I'm not going to make you guys wait any longer. We're going to go into Pompeii from Bastille to end the night. Have a good one, guys, and until next time.
tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds all over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it hurt? Tumbling down in the city.